Hey you. Yeah, I'm talking to you, the one with the headphones. What are you listening to? Is that even a question? What am I listening to? Check yourself before you wreck yourself, sis. Sis, come on, spill the tea. What are you listening to? It's gotta be good if you're willing to fight me over it. Got to be good. She's talking about spilling the tea and got to be good. Have you ever heard of the... Thank you, move aside, coming through to tell you, and all of you that you're listening to The Sidra Askar Show, a podcast show by yours truly, your resident South Asian sister, Sidra Askar. If you need any more information about the show, please go and check the episode notes or show notes. That way, you can find out more information right from your podcasting platform without ever having to leave the listening experience. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Hashtag Sidra Sits With on the Sidra Askar Show. Today, I will be speaking to Ted Lawler, the one-man team behind If Only They Knew, a brand and podcast that aims to inform, inspire, and initiate young business minds. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited. You know, it's my first ever guest appearance, so I'm excited.
So please introduce yourself to the listeners and explain a bit more about your background.
Yeah, so my name's Ted. I'm the 22-year-old owner of If Only They Knew, the hub for young business minds. And basically what that is a social media group that provides and creates content to inform and inspire young business-minded people. So whether that's if you're a young entrepreneur or just like the idea of business, for example, if you like the BBC's The Apprentice, I would class you as a business mind. So you'd probably like the page. If you like the business, you'd love the page. But yeah, that's what I do at the moment, really. Just If Only They Knew.
Yeah, so speaking of young business minds, I know that you found If Only They Knew during your time at university. So What was that like and where did the idea come from?
So I started off the page because I think I was in my first or second year of uni, like, or in between that. And I just needed to prove myself, because I studied business and marketing. So I just needed to prove that I could get into that sort of area, you know, because learning stuff is one thing, but actually putting it into practice is another. So I decided, you know what, I need to create something to prove that. And yeah, I don't know where I got the idea from. I think it was probably something that I needed. Like, I needed inspiration. So I thought, you know what, I can't find it, so I'll just create it.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like if you see a gap in the market, as most business people do, they go ahead, and a true young business mind would just go ahead and try and fill that gap. And it's really, you know, inspiring and interesting that you're here at 22, having started that in university, and now hopefully other young business minds who are now in a similar position than you were all those years ago can hopefully follow in those footsteps.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I want to help out other people and just provide the opportunities that I never had and could never find. I don't know where I would have even looked, like, back then if I needed help. I just honestly wouldn't know where to look. I don't know anyone that's doing anything similar, you know. So, yeah, I'm glad I sort of got it started, and now I'm in a position where I can help people ever so slightly, you know, even if it's just sort of a shout out or an article, just to give them that belief that they can get out there and put their name out there and achieve things.
Yeah, that actually ties in nicely to my next question, because there are a lot of young people out there who want to go into business, but they don't know where to start, and they're not often supported either by the background they come from, or, you know, they just don't have that support, or they don't know where to start, like you just described. So, you know, how can perhaps government or parents or teachers or even young people themselves encourage each other or encourage young business minds in general?
I think It's a tough one, you know. If I had the answer, like, properly, I'd probably get out there and do it, you know. But I think in terms of encouraging young people to get started, I think it probably starts within yourself. I know that's a tough one, but I think if you understand that anything is possible, that's a good start, because then you can start looking at the options available. But in terms of other people helping you out, I think parents, especially nowadays, there's a lot of careers that weren't available like a few years ago. So I think it would be great if parents were getting educated on the possibilities that their kids can go out and achieve, you know, because, like I said the other day, like, a few years ago, the job of a vlogger, a YouTuber, was never a thing, and now It is. So I think if teachers and the education system sort of catered for these new possibilities that weren't around a few years ago, I think that's a great step. But I think most importantly, it starts within yourself, and that's why I started the page, to sort of tap into those young people's minds and just let them know that you can achieve pretty much anything you want to.
Yeah, so because I know that there are a lot of young people who perhaps wouldn't know where to start, and I feel like, it does start from within yourself. If you have an idea, like for example, your idea with making the page, and now it's turned into a podcast and everything, and my idea with my podcast, it starts from within yourself, no matter what outside voices say to you. So going into the podcast thing, what inspired you to start the podcast, and congratulations on all the success with it. And I guess
Thanks.
what tips would you give to other podcasters as well?
Yeah, so like with the podcast, I started it. My first ever episode, I think, was in March 2018. Oh, wow. So it's actually been 2 years pretty much. So yeah, my first episode was then. And like, again, I just started it because I wanted to hear certain things that I just couldn't find in other podcasts. And there was a few that were inspiring me, like the likes of Diary of a CEO, by Stephen Bartlett. And there's a couple others as well, but I just wasn't, I don't know, I'm very focused on when I know I want to hear something or learn something, like it has to be that specific thing. I can't really sort of take other people's opinions on board if it isn't tapping into what I'm sort of going through, or like if I can't relate to it, then it won't click with me. So I started the podcast because of that reason. I just wanted to hear I wanted to be the voice that I wanted to hear at some point. So, yeah, I just started sort of talking into that, literally into my phone. And yeah, it sort of grew out of that. And I started bringing other people onto the show. And then that was in 2018. I only done about four episodes, quite small ones. And then now in 2020, I decided to bring it back. And yeah, here we are. It's doing quite well. It's picking up, got some big names on. Yeah, and hopefully I can just sort of keep pushing that message out there for other young people to hear.
We've talked about this on your podcast together as well, about how it is kind of like a slow start when you get into podcasting, and people expect to get to that final product where they're going to have these amazing guests on. But you've just proven what you've said right there, that you won't have that end result right from the get-go. It's kind of like a slow move with everything, and you have to just take it as it goes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like when I started my podcast in 2018, like I said, I started it and I stopped within a couple of weeks. I think it was like a few weeks. And the reason for that is because I was like, oh, it isn't getting anywhere. It did quite good numbers, but to me, I didn't realize at the time. So I was thinking, oh, this is like rubbish. It's sort of almost a failure. And I think that's probably why I stopped or slowed down on it and then stopped, because I just thought, you know what, it isn't. It hasn't hit where I wanted it to hit, but I'm glad I started it back up again, because it's all like we said, it's all you have to start from step one and work your way up, and I'm probably on like step two. We're like, I'm in such an early stage of it all, but just take each step as it comes, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And I can attest to that. I think in terms of, I sort of look at the figures that it's getting now, and obviously I want it to be better, but I un also understand that I kind of look back at where last summer when I was first even thinking about making a podcast, how far I've come. So I think it's just a slow process. And I think if you treasure every single part of the process, like even in business, if you treasure every single step that you're taking into building a startup or a business or anything like that, if you treasure the process, then things will automatically kind of happen for you.
And you have to go through that process. And my advice to people listening to this would be, if you are going through that early stages, like you said, treasure it, but make sure you sort of keep your eyes on it and learn as much as you can whilst you're in that stage, because this is sort of like the grace period for a lot of people. If things go wrong, they go wrong. Like, you've got time to bounce back. I think anyone listening to this, go to my page on Instagram, scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll see the evolution. Like, it started off with black and white images and just like screenshots, and it was just horrible to look at. And I was like, yes, this is it. Like, I've smashed it. And then it's only after time, because I kept my eyes on the process, I was like, hold on, I can evolve ever so slightly here, or I can change this, I can adapt with this. And those small changes, because I kept my eye on the process, has brought it into what it is now. And I'm happy with what it is now, but like we said, I know it will evolve again, but for now, I'm sort of happy with it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that is some really good advice for people to take away, is that if you keep working on it and you just keep seeing it evolve, then it can, you can carry it through, and it doesn't have to be, you just do it, and then because you're not getting the traction right now, you kind of leave it instead of, really investing your time and, like you said, looking through it and looking through each process with it.
Yeah, don't give up. It annoys me when people are like, "Oh, I didn't get where I wanted it to get at a certain stage," and then they're like, "I'm just going to pack it in." It's like, well, you obviously didn't want it like as much as you thought you did. I think with me, I wanted this so badly. I don't even know what this is, but like, I wanted whatever it is. I wanted it so badly when I was in uni, just because I had sort of no other options really. I felt sort of this was my only way out because I wanted to work for myself. And if I would have quit early doors, who I would never be here today. I wouldn't be on this podcast. I wouldn't be able to share my story. So, yeah, don't give up. Just keep going. You'll find what you want eventually if you just stick with it.
Yeah, definitely. That's some really, really good advice for our listeners. So we're going to change gears for a moment, and we've ignored like the big elephant in the room, which is the coronavirus. And
Yeah,
so I
God.
guess I wanted to ask, how do you think coronavirus especially will affect businesses or startups and things like that, even when things go quote unquote back to normal?
I think it's hard for me to say, like, from a business perspective, because I don't really have a product that I sell. So it's hard to say. Like, I know a lot of businesses out there that are selling physical products that they're struggling, So it'd be unfair for me to comment on that. I also, like, part time, I work for an events company doing their social media, just helping those guys out. And I've noticed the change there. Like, it's a small team. There's about 15 people in the team.
Yeah.
And well, obviously we're all working from home now, so seeing that change is sort of, it's made me think, after this coronavirus dies down, will we want to go back into the office? Like, is the office a waste of money? Will we continue working from home because we're a lot more efficient working from home? I was waking up at 5:30, like before this lockdown, and getting up at 5:30 and going into work. Now I'm getting up at 7:30, but like, I'm fresh, I'm ready, like I'm full of energy. So it's sort of changed the whole culture. So I think a lot of businesses will be experiencing a physical challenge at the moment in terms of like the process and stuff. But I think there'd also be a cultural shift, and people will probably sort of reevaluate the whole process from start to finish. And yeah, ho hopefully it'll sort of, especially in the startup world, hopefully it'll cause like a little a stir of some kind and stir up some new ideas, because at the moment it's forcing us all to think of new ideas.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I agree with you when you say there will be a sort of shift in culture. Will we see more people working from home rather than going into a physical office? And especially with the startup thing, I do think hopefully new ideas will come out of this. I know businesses and companies at the minute, especially journalist companies, because they're not able to go into their physical place of work, journalism is operating, outside of the physical office space as well as other businesses. Like you said, you work for an events management company. I'm imagining that you have to go into a physical place of work to do that, but now you're doing it from home. Will that change everything? So I guess I just wanted to ask, do you see more people working from home now after this?
Yeah, 100%. I'm hoping that with the company I'm helping out at the moment, I'm hoping that they sort of see this change and see it as a positive rather than a negative, because like, yes, everyone's working from home and you lose the social element of the business, but think how much rent they're paying for that office space. They could cut that and use that for something else. Use it for, even if they say, if they took the money from the rent that they would be paying, let us all work from home. And then use that money that they would be paying for the rent for like social stuff. Like, they could pay for like a monthly social gathering event or of some kind. Like, they can use that money elsewhere. So yeah, I think a lot more people will be working from home, and to the extreme, I think a lot more people will probably leave work and do their own thing, because there's a lot of sort of digital jobs out there now. So I think people are probably waking up to that.
I know there's a lot of jobs that, like you said before, like YouTubers and vloggers and things like that, and even social media related jobs, they weren't here maybe perhaps even 5, 10 years ago. So I just wanted to ask you, I guess, how have you seen the job market change ever since your time at university? I know I've seen it change throughout the 3 years that I've been in university, and it's been a while since you've been at university. Not too long, but still enough to see perhaps some sort of change. So I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, to be fair, like, didn't really keep my eyes on anything. Like, when I keep my eyes on the prize, so to say, like, I don't really sort of look at anything else. Like, when I was at uni, my focus was uni, and then towards the end of uni, it was like I knew what job I wanted, and I sort of always knew what job I wanted. So, like, I kept my eyes on that. But yeah, like, not that I've noticed much change, because like I said, I didn't really have my eyes on it. But I know that just from uni, I think in 2017, that sort of time, I opened my eyes up a lot more to the digital jobs and the freelancing jobs, because I never really, I knew they existed, but I just didn't know how they actually worked. And pretty much, like, if I put it bluntly, how easy they sort of are, or how simple at least. Like, you can literally start a freelance role now, like right after this phone call, like we can hang it up and we can get a freelance job and probably earn loads of money, you know. So yeah, I saw that for me, that's the only sort of shift in terms of careers that I sort of had my eyes on, with the freelancing and stuff.
Yeah, I think in terms of my experience as well at university, I've seen a lot of people saying that they want to go into more freelance work and less people saying they want to work for a physical company. So that is really interesting that the focus is now on freelance because it kind of mingles with the point we were making earlier that people are going to start working from home.
Well, I think there's just with being a freelance, I think there's so much money in it, because you set the rates. Obviously, like, it's half determined by the market and stuff, but you can set how much you want to get paid. It's just perhaps not as consistent or constant, you know, like a monthly wage would be. But yeah, I think freelance is probably, it's going to be a job that's probably going to be a lot more popular because of this lockdown, especially if people have lost their jobs during the lockdown. They'll have no other choice but to find out how to make money online. And whether it's a freelancer or whether it's sort of with what I do, like creating my own social media page, like a social media group, it isn't necessarily a freelance role, you know. It's all for myself. I put out my own content, but obviously there is money involved in that.
I guess with creating your own thing, there is an element of like risk. So I guess I wanted to sort of ask, how important is risk in terms of these things? Because there are people who want to start something, but they worry too much about either, if it's going to do well, like we were saying earlier, or if there's, a risk involved, they'd rather not go into, taking a risk just because they don't know what the outcome is. So I wanted to get your opinion on that.
I think with everything, there's risk, you know. Obviously, with a 9-to-5 job, it's a lot less risky, but I think there are still elements of risk. I think the risk in getting a 9-to-5 job is the risk of the opportunity cost. Like I said, I used to get up at 5:30 in the morning, go to my job, come home at like 6 in the afternoon, and that whole time was spent working on somebody else's project. So that was risky in itself, because I was spending those hours for working for somebody else when I could have been working for myself. But in terms of like starting my own thing, yeah, of course there was a risk involved, but it's one of those things, like I said before, how much do you want it? If you're hungry enough for it, and especially if you've been poor, you've been hungry, you'll be even more sort of determined to make it. Like, you'll find a way. So I wouldn't worry too much about the risk. Obviously, depending on what you're going to do. But like I said, if you're sort of becoming like a freelancer, or starting up a media group of some kind, or anything like that, where you don't have to buy too much initially, I wouldn't worry about the risk. Like, if you want it hard enough, you'll find a way to sort of make money from it, or make a success of it.
Yeah, and I think I do relate to that point of you saying that, especially if you've been hungry and poor, you will find a way to make it happen because people that you tend to see in business or startups tend to be people who, not always, but most of the time, are people who've struggled. And so they have taken lessons from that struggle and they apply it to what they're doing right now.
Yeah, like with me, I was just sort of I didn't come up from the best background, you know. So for me, it was like any route that I could take to get me out of that situation, like I jumped at it, you know. So I think my page has been a blessing to me. It sort of helped me get away and put my foot into another area of life that I would never have sort of been able to get in. So yeah, you're right. If you are hungry, you'll find a way, and you'll find a way to eat, if you can put it that way. If you're hungry, you will find a way to eat if you're hungry enough.
Yeah, you'll be able to live day to day, even if you don't look into the long-term future. You'll be able to find a way to deal with things for now, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Take every day as it comes. Find a new way. Even if you're living like day by day, like in terms of you only have £5 a day to get food and do what you need to do, like, you can make things stretch. Like, I know obviously people in horrible situations, but you can get by day to day, and then make sure each day you try and get a little bit more from it. And then as the days build up, so will your opportunities and so will your success in some form.
You've given a lot of really good advice throughout the show. But this last question I wanted to ask is, obviously I like spilling truth gems on the show. So the last question I wanted to ask was, any truth gems or advice that you would have for young business minds of the future? Apart from listening to your podcast, of course.
Yeah, of course. I think my advice for young people would be, you can't call it experience unless you've tried it. So get out there, take every day as it comes, but make sure you optimize every day. So every day, make sure you do something that your future self will sort of be proud of you for, if that makes sense. So get out there, just make something of yourself every day, even if it's a small something you're doing, and they'll all add up day by day. And before you know it, like me, I started this in 2017. 3 years have gone so quick, but each day I was sort of working on it, evolving slowly. And yeah, here I am. So yeah, get out there, try it. Don't be afraid of the risks. Get out there and smash it.
There you go. So, thank you for joining me on the show today, Ted. Now is the time to plug your socials, of course. So, where can people find you if they want to get in touch or learn more?
Yeah, so thanks for bringing me on. If people listening want to become informed, inspired, hear the stories of young entrepreneurs, young business minds from across the UK, including people from The Apprentice, I always like to get that in there. yeah, it's basically just at If Only They Knew on everything, or like at If Only They Knew UK on Instagram, or just search hashtag If Only They Knew on any social media platform, and I'll be there somewhere. But if you want to go to like the main page for it all, it's www.ifonlytheyknewuk.com, that you'll find everything on there. But if not, hashtag if only they knew.
There you go. That's how you can reach Ted and If Only They Knew. Thank you for joining me on this first episode of Hashtag Sidra Sits With. And yeah, thank you to you, Ted.
No, thank you. Like I said, thanks for the opportunity. It's been great. It's been good to talk to you. And this is my first guest appearance as well. So yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sidra Asghar Show. Did you enjoy the show? Great. Subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform or device you're listening on to hear more like this. The show is available on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Or you can also go over to anchor.fm/the Sidra Asghar Show to see where else the podcast is available and how to get in touch with the show. Follow yours truly, your resident South Asian sister, on Twitter and Instagram at Sidra D. Asghar. Or you can email the show at thesidraasgarshow@gmail.com to share your side to any of the stories we've spoken about in the show. You can also share your thoughts and opinions on social media, whether that be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, with the hashtag TheSidraAsgarShow. News, commentary, opinion, trending topics, and interviews. All of this and more on the Sidra Asghar Show.